Hello, and welcome to the Mindset and Manifesting Podcast. Today, I want to talk about habits, routines, and letting go of habits and routines, right, as you evolve, meaning as you change your states of consciousness, right? You elevate your mindset and your life begins to change from the old ways of doing and thinking, if you're in that mode of transition, which we are on the, all of us are on the journey of awakening. Some of us stay stuck in the old states until we learn the lessons we need to learn. So, you know, everybody's journey is different. The time frame is different, but so I want to talk about when things start to the things that resonate start to change, right? The old habits and things like that. So let's get into it. And I am not laying in my bed in my pajamas at 3:30, 3 o'clock a.m. This time I'm actually in my office, and it's the middle of the day. So habits. And the reason I want to talk about this is because I don't know how many, like, I don't know how many people are really aware that habits, our daily routines and stuff, are not always a good thing. Now, yes, it can be productive to create daily routines and to have certain habits, brushing our teeth, taking a shower, taking care of ourselves. Many of us go to the gym, you know, cleaning up your house, things like that, right? Taking your kids to and from school, etc. So those things are really important for self-care and maintaining our environment, you know, so we're not in chaotic states, and, you know, taking care of our children and family and things like that. So there are certain routines and habits that, of course, are, you know, important and necessary. And then there are other things that, although they may feel good, you know, mentally to us, and it may feel good to be in a routine, what can happen is we begin to live by those routines and habits, those routines, because they become habit, they're repetitive. So it really becomes that we do a lot of things subconsciously, right? Because they are habits, they've been developed over time. But when we get into that state of doing things subconsciously because they are habit, then we can get stuck, right, in those habits. And by getting stuck, we don't always become intentional about our day. And I don't mean intentional about, you know, like writing to-do list and things like that. I mean intentional about tapping into how you feel at any given moment, or how you feel when you wake up in the morning, how you feel throughout the day, how you feel at night before you go to bed. Let me give you an example. So now I have gone back and forth over the past 3 years, especially since my awakening, where for a while I did not have a routine. And I actually did a video on my YouTube channel a long time ago titled My Unmorning Routine. And it was for this specific habit to find out kind of how I would feel if I were to do things differently, right? To get out of the repetitive habit of doing certain things every morning and throughout the day. And then, you know, I went a period of time where I had a morning routine, you know, get up, drink my coffee, sit in my chair, meditate, script, whatever. And now I don't really have a set morning routine. I don't get up at the same time every day. That may change here in the very near future. I don't get up at the same time every day. Oftentimes I'll do the same thing every day. Get up, make my coffee, light candles in the house, or, fill my humidifiers. What else do I do? I fill my oil diffusers, right? Brush my teeth. I shower at night, sometimes shower during the day or in the morning. So that varies. But there's certain, make my bed, right? So there are certain things that I do pretty much every morning. However, what I will do is every morning I will break things up, or every once in a while I'll break things up. So for instance, yesterday morning, I think I woke up and I didn't feel like making my bed. I was like, do I absolutely have to make my bed right now? Because normally I get up and I'll make my bed right away. And I was like, no, I don't absolutely have to. So I didn't make it. I made it probably, 30 minutes later, but I didn't make my bed right away. Let's see. A lot of times I'll wake up in the morning and I'll turn on my coffee pot, and then I'll come here in the office and I'll turn on the lights in my office and I'll get ready to start my day. Well, there are some mornings I will wake up and I'm like, do I absolutely have to do that first? Can I meditate right now? What do I feel like doing? And then I'll do that. I'm very intentional now about when I wake up. I am intentional about, okay, what do I actually want to do right now in this moment? Is going through my normal routine something I want to do in this moment? Or do I want to do something different today? Do I want to break up, the routine and the habit and just do something different because that's what I want to do, right? I don't have to do the same thing every morning or every day or every evening. I don't have a set evening routine either. A lot of times I'm here in my office till really late, or I'm sitting, in my living room on my laptop and I'm working really late. So I guess that's part of what I wanted to bring up. And then the other part is, and the reason I'm telling you guys this is because I want you guys to realize that, again, while routines and those daily habits and stuff can be good, try to be like, get in tune with how you're feeling about things, what you really want to do. Are you going through the day? Are you waking up in the morning, going through your day, going to bed at night on autopilot? Or are you really in tune with how you feel and what you want to do from that feeling state, right? From that higher frequency, that higher state of consciousness? Or are you staying in the state of consciousness out of habit, right? When you get really intentional based on your higher state of consciousness, the state of consciousness that you want to rise to, that you want to be in, and you become intentional, and you can tap into how you're really feeling, it takes you out of autopilot, all right? So often, and it used to be like this for me too, throughout the day, I'd do the same things every day, not exactly the same every day, but I just kind of autopilot, doing pretty much the same things every day. Every once in a while, something would change or whatever. But in the autopilot mode, it was so easy to react to what was going on externally, right? Because I wasn't in tune with my true self, my higher self. I wasn't in tune with God, with Source, right? With that frequency, that higher state of consciousness. So with not being on autopilot and not being in tune with that, it was so easy to react to what was going on externally. Right? Do you get what I'm saying? Now, as you work on yourself internally, as you elevate your states of consciousness, right? You no longer accept things that don't resonate with you, and you learn to change the way that you look at things, change the way that you react to things, and rise to higher and higher states of consciousness. If you, for instance, looking at your bank account and not thinking of lack, but understanding that there's plenty of money out there, right? You, in and of yourself, are infinite love. So love is available to you, right? Because that is what you are, love. And I forget where I was going with this. But anyway, so you can, so you change the way you react to things. You don't automatically think lack. If someone doesn't treat you well, you don't automatically think, well, that wasn't fair or something's wrong with you or whatever. You're like, no, I understand that I don't have to accept this behavior, right? I know who I am. I know that I can change my intention. I can change my assumptions. I can change my beliefs. And in time, those things will be reflected back to me. So you choose in every moment. Okay, what you want to do, what you will accept, etc. Now, part of what I wanted to talk about today is not staying in an old story, not staying in old habits and routines just because that's the easier way to go. You will find on your journey that certain things will no longer resonate with you. Watching the news, watching certain TV shows, being around certain people, going to certain events, listening to certain music, doing certain activities will no longer resonate with you. And when you're really in tune with yourself, you'll feel when something no longer resonates with you. I always kind of describe it as this like kind of gritty feeling, like something, it just doesn't feel right. You know, it's like sandpaper, you know, being rubbed on the skin or something. It's like just ew, kind of feeling, you know, it's like, oh, that just doesn't feel right. You don't have to accept what no longer resonates with you as you rise to higher states of consciousness, right? As you evolve on your journey through this life, as you awaken. But it can be easy to fall into those, fall back into or stay in those habits for a period of time, right? When you're kind of getting your feet wet and feeling your way through, especially if you've awakened and all of a sudden you're like, and it can be uncomfortable to let things go, but it's okay to do that because if you try, you're fighting against yourself really if you try to hold on to the old stuff, the old story, the old beliefs, the old habits, you know, those routines that just make you feel stuck. But you can be brave and you can say, okay, this doesn't resonate with me. Okay. And that's when you get really authentic, really truthful with yourself. And you're like, no, this doesn't resonate. No, I don't have to do this. I don't care what anybody says. I don't have to do this. This is not what I want to do. And you don't do it. Oh, you do it, you know, if there are things you really want to do. But you are what's most important. How you feel inside, what is truth for you, what makes you feel the most authentic, what gets you in tune with how you're truly feeling, with your true intentions. All right. So if you feel stuck right now, if you have certain daily routines, certain habits that you're doing that just make you feel stuck, and if you're finding that there are certain things, certain people, etc., that just you don't get a good feeling, right, when you're around certain people or doing certain things, you can change that, right? You don't have to stay stuck anywhere. It may take some bravery, though, to get out of, to kind of let certain things go. Be brave. Be brave. All right, so that's all I wanted to talk about today. Thank you so much for joining me. I'll see you guys next time. Bye now.